Welcome back to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm George, also known as Thor Odinson.
I'm just trying to reach George's level of glee at saying hello to everybody.
It's like way up here and we're like much lower than him.
Yeah. I'm enthusiastic. What can I say?
We just got to be much happier. The guy's living life.
I know, right? Take it up a notch. You've only got one more episode.
We've let him out of his cage. I mean, out of the closet with Brian De Palma for yet another day. He is ready to talk about minute 34.
Worst Airbnb ever.
You know what? For what you're paying, this is what you get. I told you it was a bedroom with no windows.
And you would have a roommate.
You did say that, but you didn't. Listen, that was without – the windows were fine. It's the Brian De Palma and the bucket that really get me.
He's a celebrity, man.
Yeah. All of his most recent stuff, like
Yeah, exactly. It's like Brian De Palma isn't so much a director anymore as he is someone who people pay homage to in all of their movies.
You know what? We wanted you to have a really great study of him so you could do a really great impression of him. So, you know.
Like, my best impression of him right now is using the bucket, and it's not something you want on air.
This minute begins with Ethan stepping back into the safe house that we left a long time ago and ends with him washing Sarah's blood off his hands in the sink.
Like you do.
Like you do.
Like you do.
I feel like the glass he produces from his coat, while I do, like last episode, the glass absolutely won Tech of the Ep. But I feel like the glass he's dumping out of that coat is far in excess to the glass that actually gets in that light bulb.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, when he crushes that light bulb, it must be the biggest light bulb in the universe. It's literally half a pound of shattered glass.
He ends up crushing one of those boxes that they send you when you move into a new apartment.
He's crushing a Lisa mattress-sized box. Yeah. We are not sponsored by Lisa Mattress.
Yet.
Yeah. Yet. Oh, yet. Lou Malnati's Pizza, Chicago's best pizza, even if it has garbage on it, like pineapple.
Listen, I will point out that when I was in Chicago not too long ago, where I met you for the first time, Jonathan, I had both Lou Malnati's and what's the other one? Gino's.
What'd you think?
I like Gino's better.
Yeah, I'm a Gino's man myself.
Yeah, I'm not even the best figure of the deep dish, but I definitely liked it better. And you know what? I didn't have pineapple on either one of them, and it was not a
and
good
what
day
else
for me.
Did you have? Did you drink something?
I did. I tried Malort.
Yes.
And let me tell you what, it was exactly what the name sounds like. It's what it tastes like.
Yep. Malort is the sound you make when you drink it.
It tastes like earwax.
Hot earwax and wood.
Weird, woody, herby earwax.
Chris, I'll send you a bottle down there. Don't worry about it. It's a liqueur from up here in Chicago.
Drink it on air.
And I'm sure I'll probably throw it up on air too.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works.
Did you guys notice that when he opens the door to the safe house, he's got keys?
Yeah.
That's so high tech.
It's not like he uses his fingerprints or something to get in there. It's just like, oh yeah, my keys are in my jacket.
Yeah. I mean, in later movies, it's always facial recognition, eye scans, hand scans, palm scans. Here it's just like, well, I had to go down to the True Value and get some keys made.
This last week, my apartment used keys to get in, and then they just decided, hey, we're going to switch everything, and now we have a fob. So my door locks with like a little beep, and it opens and shuts with the fob.
Now it opens like Demolition Man. It's all eye-based.
Pretty much, yeah. It's all retinal scan, and then there's like a blood sample, then a semen sample, and it's just after a long day, it's a lot.
I was going to ask, I have vials of your semen here. Why did you send that to me before we did this podcast?
Here's the thing. What you think is only a like part three of a three-part verification for getting into my apartment. So you can only get there for the very last part of it.
Oh, okay.
See, he's got two other people that would get in contact with you, and you don't have to get together.
I can check your mail in your mailbox. That's all that the semen sample will open.
You could definitely check my mail with that.
Yeah, I can. I'm checking your mail.
Been in that closet too long, guys.
The De Palma's wearing off on me.
He's such a cut up. I love that guy.
He's a big spoon.
He's great. He also generates a lot of heat, from what I've heard.
Oh my God, so many BTUs.
Oof. It's like a bear.
Brian thermal units.
I know I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this from a filter. Trying to get back on track. I'm seeing this from a filter of 21 years into the future. But the keys are clunky and unsophisticated, like half of the tech in this movie. But I still love the fact. I love that we talked about earlier the day-to-day what these spies had to go through and the fact that they didn't have a lot of tech because he's having to use a payphone and then having to do all these unsophisticated ways of doing their spycraft. I love that someone had to go out and get these keys made. And because they're a team that's deep undercover, someone had to go and ask to get like 15 keys for this safe house made. Plus,
what are you talking about? They probably had like two sets when they rented the place. They didn't have to go out and have keys made. They came with
it. No, this is not a place they rented. This is one of Jim's favorite safe houses.
Yeah, so he's got like a little stash. He's like, here's the keys to the castle.
Oh, you think there's only two sets? Well, then that brings up a very important question. Other than Ethan, who was the other person that got keys? Jim?
Jim.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jack doesn't get any keys? Sarah?
Nope. Hannah?
Claire has to.
At the same time, somebody knew they weren't coming back. So maybe he just didn't, you know, feel like it was necessary. Maybe they all thought like, that's weird. We didn't get a set of keys. That's interesting. Okay. Well, let's go do the mission.
Well, at the end of the mission, weren't they all supposed to get in the same car together and ride off? So as long as they were with Ethan, they're like, as long as we're with Ethan, we're not going to get left behind like last time.
Because he's got keys.
How many times do you think they've been left behind?
Probably like on other missions. Every time.
Like on a scale of one to Kirk Cameron?
Wow, that is such a bizarre reference. Yes.
So it happens when you grow up religious.
I'm going to take a page out of one of my favorite books, and that's the Tombstone Minute, what Joe does to Rob. When Rob says something like that, just silence. Just you're going to ice you the whole time.
That's fine. Fine. Ice me. Bring it. Bring it.
I'm doing it right now.
I'll go back in the closet with Brian De Palma.
Right, I'm icing you. Ready?
All right.
I can't do it.
Yeah, there you go. You can't hold
George,
it.
It's impossible. You're too precious.
Am I double special?
I just want to play. I just want to play in this in this world we've created, in this podcast world where you're inside of a closet with Brian De Palma and a couple of buckets and way too many samples of your bodily
Believe
fluids.
Me, Brian wants to play too. It's hard to get a good night's sleep. I'll put it that way.
He's asked that you call him Mr. De Palma.
Yes. Won't do it. The smile he gets when I do, it's just this
You've
wrong.
You've got to show some more respect to that man. He is the big spoon. He will crush you.
When's the last movie he put out?
Does it
last
matter?
Movie you put out?
like theatrical release or personal?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you don't want to know. And trust me, there are a lot of Dutch angles.
Oh, my God. This podcast is just off the rails this week. I love it.
So Ethan's in the safe house now.
What? I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about George's movies.
He's in the safe house now.
Yeah, he's Ethan's in the safe house now. Take it, Chris.
He's back.
Go, Chris.
So he's in the safe house now. We get this very nice push in on him, but the safe house looks like it's empty. But it also looks like the same place that Jim just knocked over the chair and ran out of. So we know Jim had keys to it because he obviously locked up.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So
I like that they left the chair. I like the chair still on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And the computer's still up.
Yeah, we talked about this before, George. When he leaves, he seems distressed that the team is, you know, Jack has just died and the team is falling apart. He knocks the chair over and it seems like he does it on purpose. And then when Ethan comes back in, he picks the chair back up like on purpose. I don't know what was going on with the chair. I've checked the book and I've checked the screenplay. There's nothing about that dumb chair.
It's a power move.
Do you think it's also maybe Jim's way of figuring out if someone had gone back to the safe house yet?
Possibly. And then, but at the same time, he's the one who's supposedly in the wind. So at this point, I don't think he's worried about whether the chair is back up or not.
He doesn't know that Jim knocked the chair over, but a normal person would see a chair knocked over and pick it up. Probably old spy trick. If you knock something over and it's righted when you come back, something bad, someone's been in your place.
True, but that's if the person that comes in to check out your place is like most people that come into a place that aren't supposed to be there will just They're looking for something, so they're tearing it up. They're not going to be like, oh, this is out of place. Let me put this back in its spot, right where the little things are on the carpet.
Well, but if you put that chair back up, he could sit down and then use the computer. I don't know.
That's a really big computer.
What?
That's a really big computer.
It is a really big computer.
The laptop?
Yep.
That's like the futuristic computer they used in Total Recall.
It's a very thick computer. The second that Ethan comes back in, he goes for what we all do when we walk into a room. He runs to a flower pot, pulls a gun out.
I mean, that's what I do when I come home every night. I'm sitting with my pistol right beside me.
This is the first time we've seen Ethan with a gun. He still hasn't shot a gun yet. But we're 36 minutes into an action movie, and the main character has not touched a gun until just now.
But we have seen a couple of explosions and some awesome gum.
Oh, we have seen some gum.
So this is close, right?
Yep. It's one letter off. It's the letter that's closest to it also.
It's a big difference, but it's also not that big a difference.
You also shouldn't chew on guns.
No.
No, don't do that. Kids, don't chew on guns.
Then there's a quick shot of him pulling out passports. Looks like...
They look blank. Is he just need blank passports? Is he going to put in the information?
This is back when you could actually write in your own information.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll do this at home. Thanks, State Department.
I assume they're blank because he might not be the one using them. It's not like this is his book of passports. It's everybody's, and they just need lots of different passports, and then they forge everything they need when they need it.
Yeah, these are just like dummies that he can like have, like, you know, take to somebody, like put my picture and my stuff in there. Because I don't think he could do that, or maybe when he has time.
Yeah, I assume all IMF are trained in arts and crafts.
Yeah, they're proficient in Photoshop and
decoupage,
word paint, and all that.
I mean, they make rubber masks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like how he's in the bathroom throwing things around and you realize what a terrible bidet he's having.
Oh, God. Jonathan's freezing you out again.
George, this is a mistake. And we're 4 days in and there's nothing I can do about it. Where'd George go?
Did we lose George?
We did. Let me get him back.
Oh, no. Oh, there he is.
There we go.
That was weird. Oh, God.
It's like, that was me freezing you out.
That was hard.
I'll show you. I'll just turn off my microphone.
Take it, sucker. I'm gone. I'm taking my closet and Brian DePalma. I'm going home.
So, you're right, George. He did have a bad
bidet.
Terrible bidet.
It's funny that he's right now rummaging through all their bags, and he's mumbling to himself about money. Where's the money? Where's the money? There seems like there'd be a better plan for where they put all this money. I mean, I guess there was some mad money, some small bills, some small interest.
Yeah, there's got to be some like breakaway. There's got like different currencies, like something pretty universally taken. Like probably not dollars because they don't want to be like, oh, you're Americans, but something European that transfers.
Their Czechoslovakia has francs. It's spelled differently, but they're basically francs.
With a C, francs?
Yeah, it's got a K in there also.
Crazy. You think there they just take a lot of checks?
I hate my life. Oh my God. Your podcast gold, man. I don't know what to say.
I tell you what, that's pretty much my thing is I make terrible, terrible, terrible puns.
Great. You're going to get along well with us. I was just not expecting that one. Well, anyway.
But it does seem to me that this bird like speaks to a sort of a spirit of comfortableness they have with their team because obviously they only have like two sets of keys. They don't know where all the bug out money is. He's assembling a bug out bag based on bits and pieces he's finding. He's not like no one knows every single moving piece of the thing. So someone probably like, oh, the money is in this thing, and then the passports are here, and this is where the gun is. Well, he knows he probably put the gun in the pot, and everyone has their little jobs, but they don't expect to have to do that by themselves.
Right.
So he's right now scrambling to basically like put all these pieces together so he can get out of there.
Yeah. Whose job was it to hang the toilet paper 3 feet?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
High from the toilet. Well, maybe 6 feet away from the toilet.
Well, my question is, where's the back of the toilet that gives you something to lean on?
What are you doing?
You need like, you listen, you don't go in there just like chill. You go in there,
Yeah, you do. I go in there very chill.
That's what the back of the seat is for. But I go there to hang out, isn't it?
If you don't, you're going to pop a vein in your forehead. No,
that flips all the way back. Yeah, exactly. You need something a little bit more sturdy to lean back on, like the tank of a toilet, not just the seat back, because then you're like, you know, it's like you're riding a lowrider.
Oh, I do it the other way. I sit A.C. Slater style. I sit backwards.
Oh, backwards with your finger, with hands on the back? Fingers laced?
I've used a bidet before. The bidet is where you go first, and then you use the other toilet for the second one.
No, bidet is second. You got to clean up with the bidet.
Oh, that's for cleaning? Oh,
yes, that's for hosing you down.
I've ruined some bidets. I've totally ruined some bidets. I'm so sorry.
We should get you a book on that. You forget you need the novelization of the movie. You need a novelization on how to use a bidet.
I've actually never used a bidet because I'm not fancy.
You got to hover.
Nothing to say to that. I'm checking the book to see if there's anything about this bidet.
These are the bidets. That's my memoir. The bidets of our lives.
The tech of the app. How about that?
I certainly hope it's the bidet.
Well, maybe. Who knows? We haven't convened tech of the app yet. So
we'll get there.
We'll get there, guys. We got nowhere to be, and no one listening has anything else to do with their day.
Nope.
You are stuck listening to us. Talk about Minute Impossible, one horrible minute at a time with the pun master, George. From the book, there's a little more information about what he does once after he looks for the money.
Does it tell you how to use a bidet?
Can I have my theme music for reading?
Oh, yeah. For Jonathan's moment, reading moment.
Let's hear it.
Cue music.
I'm not putting in music. I need someone to sing me some freaking music.
Jonathan, read the book about the movie. One page at a time.
Thanks, guys. Ethan walked into the kitchen, jerked three bottles of mineral water from the refrigerator, and poured them down his throat as quickly as he could. Come on. This cannot be the book. The book is fantastic.
Bubbles spilled all over his face and down his cheeks as he
gobbled the water down. I told you, man. What is this guy right before all this? I mean, seriously.
He grabbed two of Claire's protein-rich power bars. That's power bars with a capital P. So they are actually promoting power bars. Tore the wrapper off and shoved them into his mouth.
Oh my God.
He stood there chewing, not tasting, but trying to fuel his body against growing fatigue. Guys, I think I've decided we're going to stop the podcast forever and just read the book. We're just going to read the book.
Minute by minute podcast of the book.
I'll do a page every day.
Hey guys, we put the men in Minute Impossible.
Oh my God. Your Brian De Palma depression is getting worse.
Yeah.
That was not Brian De Palma. That was the author of the book.
Poor Peter Barsocci. Socini. Peter Barsocini. It's hard to say, man. That's where we are with this episode. There is
yeah, we are.
A lot going on. He runs into a room, grabs a gun, and then looks for money in a bathroom.
And then washes his bloody hands.
He does wash his bloody hands.
Bloody.
This is the last.
And only uses the hot water, which I find pretty intense. He just uses the hot water because it's got two spigots.
Are they reversed in Hungary? Maybe it's just the cold water. Is there an H on it? Wouldn't be an H.
No, it says ST on the right-hand spigot.
Which means sticky.
Stick your hands here.
Yep. Does the left have any letters that you can see?
She wanted to pause it, but it keeps playing past it.
We're going to have to wait till the next minute to find out. As this blood goes down the drain, this is the last we see of Sarah Davies. R.I.P. Sarah Davies. That's her blood. And probably also Gallitzin's blood. R.I.P.
Well, she was hardly there anyway. So.
Yep.
And in some shots, not there at all.
Yeah, well, they have now conveniently killed off every female character they had in the movies.
Uh-huh. It is, in fact, the hot water he's using, because hot in Hungarian or Czechoslovakian is teplu, and cold is studeno.
Ah, so ST is cold.
ST and T.
You said it with such a tone of finality that I will take your word for it.
Well, I'm reading it from a page.
Oh, the historical documents on the internet? Perfect.
The Lingui English to Czech translation. And it gives actually a bunch of external sources that like are actual like pieces of like literature or dialogue. And it's got them highlighted hot and cold. And then it will like highlight them on the other side telling you what they mean. Fantastic. So multiple points of point confirms they are in fact hot and cold. So he's just washing his hands with hot water, which is kind of baller.
Yeah, that's a power move.
Yeah.
Totally.
I need a good 70-30 if I'm washing my hands.
I like to start cold, and then I like to add hot water slowly.
See, I'm the other way. I'll start hot and then back it up with cold until I get it to where I like it.
You're like the Goldilocks of hand washing.
I am. Just right. And also breaking and entering.
You know what else is just right? The tech of the ep.
Tech of the ep. Dun, dun, dun.
Seamless transition into tech of the ep.
All right.
All right. Let's talk about our tech of the ep. George?
I think there's only one clear winner in this minute.
I know where you're going.
It's the bidet.
Yep.
It's the bidet. No, it's not potty humor. It's like it is not only is it functional, not only is it the only thing in the thing that actually makes sense. I don't know. But it's hygienic. It's much better for you than just kind of like wiping and throwing away and be like, all right, well, I'm crusty the rest of the day. It's like, God. Do the thing. Take George. Care of it right there.
George, we're taping this. People are listening to this. Stop it.
I hope they are because I want them to learn that bidets are important. They should be in America, not just in Europe.
Okay. You have so many causes.
I'm passionate.
Yeah, you really are. About weird stuff.
It's something Brian instilled in me.
The time in the closet together. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's you know, he rubs off on you.
Oh, no, he shouldn't be rubbing you. No, that's not part of the contract that you signed with Airbnb. No.
You cannot lock two human beings in a closet for 5 days and then expect things not to get weird.
One, you've only been there for 4 days.
Hey, we're fast studies.
Two, if you have been there for 5 days, you owe me an extra day of rent.
At this point, I feel like I should be paying you rent for all the things I'm learning in that closet.
Yeah, well, you can just Venmo me, okay?
I'll do that.
This podcast brought to you by Venmo. Venmo, when you need to give drunk people money. Chris, do you also think the toilet and the bidet, or excuse me, the bidet is...
No, the toilet. The toilet is garbage.
George, you have George, a tank you've on the had back your of time.
It. Saying.
Oh, I'm going with the keys. Old school.
We're now saying tech of the app is front door keys.
No. We are not saying
I am
that.
Saying that. He's talking about we toilets and bidets.
Chris is saying that.
This is from a guy who's been using a bucket for the last 4 days, though, so come on.
The last four bidets. Here's the fun part, John. John, listen, here's the thing. I'm not even that drunk. I've only had like 1.5 drinks.
Oh, no, I know. It's normal, 11:30.
This is just me.
But 11:30 is when this gets wheels off, so... It's understood.
And I'm an hour behind you guys, so even better.
Yeah, you're in that crazy mountain time. My tech of the ep for this episode is to the right of the bidet. It is those heated drying rods you can use for towels in a bathroom.
Who says they're heated?
I'm going back and looking, and I'm going to also check here. Let me check on the internet. Clickety-clack.
And they are connected to the wall. Yep. They look like they've got some sort of heat.
Those are definitely heated towels.
Yeah.
I just see them in the floor, like just regular, like I've never heard of heated drying towels.
Not drying towels. They don't dry Racks. Them. They make them warm. Like they're warm. So when you, I guess, finish with the bidet, you can wipe off with your giant towel.
Well, you got to dry off eventually, unless you just want to drip dry.
What is going on during your bowel movements? We need to talk about this. I think something.
Listen, after a bidet, John, which you've never used before, you spray your butt with water. And eventually, you got to like either like towel it off or let it just drip dry. You're clean, but the water's still there.
George, you may be dying, okay? I hate to be the first one to tell you this, but you may be dying.
You're missing a step. Toilet, then bidet, then drip drying onto the warm towels.
Oh, I go toilet, shower, sink, towel.
Wow.
Shower, closet, aquarium.
It's like, and then I just go sit on the furniture and let it do its job.
And then I commando the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going with hand drying towel, or what I assume. this is one of those things. This is one of those vague areas. I know Tech of the Ep is, you know, a pretty solid think piece, and we've got some really rigid rules for this thing. But as far as I can tell, I think it is a warming station.
Is there anything in the book about it?
Oh my God. Let's look.
Nathan braced up against the warming towel rods protruding from the ground. He wrapped his legs around them as he searched diligently for the money stash that he could not find.
Yep, that's the exact words of the text.
Hey, you know what? I studied, even though I didn't know I was doing this minute.
Ethan held the towel rack like a lover he had lost in a war he had long forgotten.
It's making me moist.
Oh, no. It goes back to minute two. We talked about that word. That is a bad word. We don't say it on this podcast.
From the waist up.
I will take everything else that you've said tonight. I won't edit out one thing you've said except that one word. I will bleep it. I will bleep that word.
It makes me church moist. It's okay.
Well, on that note, if you'd like to join us and get moist with us over on Facebook, please do.
We'll be there.
We'll be there because this is no one else is listening to this but us at this point. It's George's run off all six of my listeners. I'd like to really thank George for coming this week. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to come for Friday. I guess he's just gone now. Oh, no. Our connection's
nope. Oh, no. I got out of the closet.
No. George, we really want you to come back tomorrow. Can you come back for one last day and wrap this thing up with us?
I guess. You took my shoes.
I did take your shoes, and all that glass in front of the closet is going to keep you from going.
Exactly. It's, yeah.
We got you, man. All right. Well, then you can talk to us. Talk to us online on Twitter at Men Impossible. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
And I'm always George. And this minute will self-destruct.
George, you don't get to do it every time. This minute will self-destruct.
This
minute will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
See, we're done. Bang. This minute will self-destruct. Self-destruct. Bang.